So hello, everyone. Welcome to our five-week teleseries, Blooming to Your Abundance, The Art of Manifesting. This is week two, and tonight's class is going to be about unleashing your feminine genius. So we'll go over how to move through blocks that limit your ability to magnetize and to manifest, how to uncover your core beliefs. We'll talk a little bit about strengthening your women's intuition and deepening your spiritual practice and how important that is in the journey of blooming into your abundance. So as usual, we're going to begin with a short grounding to get us here and connected. We'll take some time to share and go over the love work and see what's been shaking loose since the last week, what kind of things you're noticing. Did anything that surprised you happen? So we'll spend some time covering tonight's topic, and of course there'll be ample time to share and ask questions. And so I just invite you to participate fully and that you can get the most out of the class, but also so that you can have other people benefit from what you're learning and what you're uncovering. So I'm just going to take a few nice deep breaths. And letting go of the day. And just preparing yourself to receive the words of this meditation. That's all about opening to receive. I take a deep breath in. I relax my body, letting my breathing open up areas of my body that have been closed. I feel myself growing more peaceful within. My mind is clear and alert. I am at peace with myself and the world. I put my hand on my heart and say to myself, I open to receive my higher good. I open to receive light, letting my heart center fill with my soul's light. I draw more and more light to me. I bring light into my cells and body. I open to receive joy. I fill myself with my soul's joy. I open to receive peace. I know my soul's serenity. I open to receive abundance. I accept my abundance. I now allow abundance into every area of my life. I think of an area I would like to receive more abundance in, and as I think of it, I feel my soul's presence all around me. I think of something I want to draw into my life right now. I open to receive this, or even better, into my life. I picture this coming easily, effortlessly, and joyfully into my life. I am now magnetic to this. I believe I deserve to have it. I now allow this, or even better, into my life. I give thanks to the universe in advance for receiving it. I think of some of the things I have already opened to receive. As I do, I acknowledge my ability to receive. I open to receive all the gifts my soul has to send me. I deserve to have a good life, a joyful life, a life that works for me. I open to receive love from everyone and everywhere in the universe, including the women on this call. And just taking a few moments here to soak that all in. Welcome to the call, ladies. Before we get started, who popped onto the call?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
So we have a new person. Many of you know her. Reverend Divine doesn't know her yet. Her name's Alana, and so I'm going to give Alana a chance to introduce herself. You can share whatever you want to share, where you live, what you do, what it is that attracts you to blooming into your abundance.
Well, I live in Studio City. What I do.
And if you could speak up a little.
Okay. Can you hear me? Let me switch phones maybe. I have two phones here, so may I use both of them. How does that sound? Is that better? Is that better?
Keep talking. Shia, did you make it?
Okay. I made it. I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
Okay.
So I was just saying that we have a new person, Alana, who you know, and I was just having her introduce herself. So go ahead, Alana.
Well, what I do for a living is I sell books, first edition books, vintage and rare.
I'm sorry, Alana, your connection sounds a little patchy.
I don't know. Is that better? Maybe I should sit near the...
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay. All right. So, and I write indexes for books. The index at the back of a book, I write those, and then I just started making these hearts. I also sell things in the store, things that I find that are kind of rare, antique. I take them to a store and put them on consignment, and they've taken the hearts that I make. So that's pretty much it. I think that is it.
Awesome. And just because we've seen the hearts, is there anything that you want? I know that they're filled with herbs, right? Sometimes it's lavender.
Or
sometimes,
roses.
Or roses.
I'm working on one. I'm not quite sure how to make it filled with patchouli, but so I'm going to work with different scents. So I'm going to make other things, like... because I like that. I like making things. I like with my hands. Mm. And so I'm working on some other things that I'll show you. Today I got in the mail Publishers Weekly. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's been in business. It's a magazine. It's been in business since the 19th century, and it they started out to recommend books to libraries and school teachers and stuff. And it's about maybe 100 pages. Anyway, I got the one today that has my novel in it, so I was happy to see that. And it came out in August. It didn't help me sell any books, but it was certainly nice for me to see that. So I've been paid for my writing. I write a blog or two. So that's what I do. What attracted me to Bloom... No. What attracted me to, what's the name of the class?
Bloom into your abundance.
Yeah. It was you. Just you. That's it. I mean, you're to want to know that perspective, you know, your perspective. So, anyway, I didn't know all my friends would be in it. That made me feel way better.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So,
thank you, Alana, and welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, so we are going to do a few rounds of our spontaneous sharing, and we will go. Did someone pop off? So Sonia, okay. I've got Alana, Sonia, Randy, Divine, and Shia. Okay. So we'll go in this order. We'll go Alana, Sonia, Randy, Shia, and the Rev. So the first question is, today I am feeling.
Today I'm feeling pretty good.
Thank you. Sonia, today I'm feeling.
I'm grateful.
Thank you. Randy, today I'm feeling.
Happy, but anxious. Happy and anxious.
Thank you. Shia, today I'm feeling.
Happy, exhilarated, excited.
Awesome. Divine, today I'm feeling.
Today I'm feeling blessed.
Beautiful. And so, you know, I'm actually going to switch up the order since Alana wasn't here last week. So I'm just going to have Alana, you go last. So it'll be Sonia, Randy, Shia, Rev, and then Alana.
Okay.
So this is what came up for me since the last class, Sonia.
Synchronicity. I seem to be conjuring, and it seems like it's synchronistic, or I'm wondering, is it that, or am I creating it, or both?
Do you want to name a thing or two?
Sure, like my car. my Mercedes just, like, popping up everywhere. And then I mentioned, you know, $500,000, and that figure has been coming up, like, everywhere. And then, like, gratitude seems to be, you know, like, something I'm feeling. But I've been around people that are saying, you know, and demonstrating gratitude. So I'm like, wow, maybe, you know, and I don't say maybe, but it seems to be that's the vibration I'm at. And everything seems to be, you know, synchronistic.
I love that. Thank you, Randy.
Hi. Let's come up for me since last week. Well, I think, you know, it's interesting because I'm feeling more confident, actually, and not caring so much what people think, and then also being a little more visible, I think. Like letting my, like feeling good about that.
So in what way did you become, did you notice becoming more visible?
Well, so, like I'm not apologizing as much. And, well, I performed last night and, you know, there was a lot of energy on it getting there. And then I thought, oh, but, you know, I'm still going to do it, of course. And it was so good. And I felt really good. And I remembered how great it was to do that because it had been a long time. And so I enjoyed it and I actually felt better physically. And so that's, and then, you know, and I got paid, and it was wonderful to get paid.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Shia, what What's come up for you? What have you noticed since the last class?
I do feel more abundant. And more ideas. And I think those are the major two things.
So when you say you have more ideas, do you mean more like creative ideas, business ideas? Like, what?
Yeah.
How did that come through? Like, did you start like writing them, or did you just feel like a flood of ideas just started coming to you?
Several different ways. Just like having conversations about abundance, and yes, writing list of positive things that are already abundant in my life, so that I could pay attention and recognize and appreciate that abundance that is already around me all the time and part of my life right now, and knowing that to really pay attention to that's a big piece in becoming more abundant, because I'm already appreciating the abundance that I have. So then with that being said, more ideas have been coming, and really good ones, and then that's why I feel excited about it.
Awesome. Thank you. Rev.
For me, I think what's been coming up since last class is seeing possibilities in a different way or a bigger way. Just looking at the homework as far as potential to make money and such, I started looking at some of my own skill sets that I never saw as a way to make money before. Mm-hmm. And then I looked at how I could actually take that and tie it into my way of being in ministry and being in service that's non-traditional, which is so me anyway. And it was pretty exciting because it was just, okay, I'm kind of a in the box kind of gal. So to be able to see more ways to do things that are not in the box made me feel good. It made me feel as though, okay, I could dream a little bit bigger and not feel that I'm squelching my own thunder in doing so.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Go
ahead.
I had a gentleman come in. One of my other ways of making money is I do eyeglasses. And I had a vendor come in with his boss, who was new in my industry and wanted to kind of pick my brain. And I called myself talking to him for a few minutes and thinking, no, if I'm going to be consulting you, I should actually be paid to consult you. So I looked for his card. I had declared last night to Shia that I would call him to see if we could put together some possibility of me doing some kind of offline consulting. And I couldn't find his card, so I thought, okay, relax. You know, it's not misplaced. It's there. You're just not seeing it at the moment. But the fact that I was willing to call on that as an opportunity and say, wow, I can talk to this guy and show him how I could be valuable to him, since he's new in this trade and I'm not. And instead of being kind of righteous about, you should be paying me, I was looking at how can I spin this to show him that I would be a valuable asset to work with him in a consulting manner. So I got excited about it. It was like, wow. Instead of just listening to my own self-talk and feeling like I'm all pumped up, how could I spin that differently? So that's on my forecast of to-do list.
Beautiful. It's so interesting how you're saying you're looking at skill set. Like, I notice oftentimes, like, I mean, we all have gifts, and there are things that people do naturally that it doesn't occur to them, like, oh my God, this could be of value to somebody else, and I could get paid to do it. So I'm loving how you're just looking at what's already there. It's like, wow, I have this experience and expertise that would be beneficial, and how you can serve with your skill set.
Yeah.
So awesome. So Alana, I know you didn't have a week, but you listened to the call. What came up for you just from hearing the call?
Well, I came up with the things that I want in the 5 weeks, and a couple of symbols. One of them I don't have. I loaned it to a friend, but I guess really what came up for me was that money in and of itself doesn't hasn't really meant much to me. Mm. So setting goals for how much money I want or whatever, I have trouble with that. I like the idea of changing that, you know, where there's sort of a natural middle class something. I don't know what kind of income I would even set. I mean, right now I think another $1,000 a month would be good. I want by the end of this 5 weeks, I want a new transmission in my car and a sewing machine of my own. Mm. And I guess, you know, that $1,000 a month, you know, to see some way, you know, that that's actually happening. And, you know, I tend to get whatever I want in terms of when I think of something and then it's just there. So if I'm in a certain mood, if I'm not in the whiny, you know, victim mood, the other day I was thinking I wanted to sell this something, you know, I've had it for a while and I thought it has to go. And so I thought, well, I'm going to need some peanuts to pack it, and there's no way I'm buying peanuts. I thought, you know, I get all my bubble wrap and whatever on Craigslist. And so I went on Craigslist, and I was going to enter peanuts, but I went on the free section, and the very first thing that came up was two full garbage bags of peanuts, like a few blocks from where I live. So I just drove over there and got them, and there was bubble wrap. So that's what I mean. It was like, but then I get into that, oh, I'm going to live under a bridge mentality, and that sort of stops. So that's kind of what I was thinking is $1,000 a month sounds like, you know, anybody should be able to earn $1,000 a month, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you, I don't know, it just seems like, yeah, an extra $1,000, that would be great. That would be a lot. You know, I don't have a big life. I don't like to eat out. I don't like to go to concerts, you know, so I don't have, that's what I mean. I don't have any bills, so I don't know. Anyway, so that's what came up for me were those things and my symbol. Yeah, so anyway.
So I love what you're saying because on one level, that's exactly what we're manifesting is, and we'll talk about like the four steps to a manifesting, but the fourth one is about like releasing attachment, even though we're working towards what it is that we want, so we're not holding on to it rigidly. And so just this, the space that you come from, that I tend to get whatever it is that I want, and we each have different desires and wants. And so for you, like, oh, I just $1,000 extra a month would support my life in this way. And for another person, it could be $200. For another person, it could be $10,000. So blooming into your unique abundance is like, these are the things that I want that would serve my life. You know, a sewing machine so that I can create more. Mm-hmm. Or transmissions, so I don't have to worry about my car. So we're not talking about a monolithic standard of what abundance is. Like, it's unique, it's personal to each woman. So thank you for putting your voice in the pew. So one of our love work assignments was to pick an object, whether it was to buy one or to claim an object that you already have as your prosperity symbol for the next 5 weeks. And so I want us to go in that same order, Sonia, Randy, Shia, Rebel Anna, and pick, you know, share what your object was and, you know, what your relationship was with it this week. You know, did you catch your Mercedes keys or whatever it was? So we'll start with Sonia.
Okay. Well, this was very delicious and exciting, and it is with the Mercedes, because they've just wanted one for like decades. And, you know, like, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, I was almost going to get one, and then I said, no, I'll get a Toyota Camry and, like, be more practical. And, you know, I kind of, like, have had that regret. But anyhow, now I'm just thrilled about getting it. And what I'm also thrilled about, what feels really good, is letting go of, like, the how on earth can this happen, you know, like, how on earth. And so my daughter is in need of a new car, and we went to a car dealership on Sunday, and this was, like, the whole synchronicity thing. And this was planned because a friend had gotten the car that she wants to get, and it's very practical little, you know, car. But then right next door was a Mercedes dealer, and my daughter knows about this thing, and she said, but even before Sunday, I ordered my symbol, which is a keychain, and because I have friends that have Mercedes, and my brother has a Mercedes, and I love the keychain. To me, it's just so sexy, and so I ordered one on Amazon, and I shared it with some people. I shared it with you, and everyone's like, oh, my God, it's so pretty. And I'm like, I know. But anyways, with the dealership that I felt, and I have been near the dealerships before, but I was like, no, I'm not going to go in there. But my daughter said, let's go. And we went in there. And what was really cool is that I felt really at home, right at, you know, goes in the right place. And the dealer came up to me, the salesman, and he was answering some questions. And it felt natural. That's the thing. That was a miracle of it. It felt natural and it felt real, like I was really shopping for it. So, and I didn't want to, you know, like, waste his time. I said, if you have someone else to work with, he's like, no problem at all. But then when some men came in there to look for a car, then I said, all my questions are answered, you know, go ahead. And I got the brochure, and I'm just like into, like, the brochure is so beautiful. The car was so sexy. The smell of the leather. And my daughter said, Mom, it's you. You just fit in there. You don't look out of place in it. It's right. And I've just been on, like, cloud nine with that.
Awesome. Thank you, Sonia. And I'm just loving how you're savoring the process along the way of just even going to the dealership and looking through the brochure. And I'm not hearing, like, I'm hearing the desire that you have for it and how you feel turned on about it, but I'm not hearing, like, a tightness that if I don't have it by this date or by this time, I'm not going to be happy. And so there's this trust that it seems that you're having with the universe, like you're moving closer to driving off the lot with your car. So,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy, your prosperity symbol.
No, I think I was confused about that because I thought maybe we just had to buy something, like a little gift for ourselves, so I was confused.
Yeah,
so,
no, I know last week you said you were going to, it was a gift for yourself or something that you already have that you want to, you know, give the powers of invoking. This is your symbol for the next 5 weeks of prosperity.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it sounds, last week you said you wanted to get a bra for yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
and I did get a new one.
You did get a new one.
I did get a new bra. But then I thought, you know, after the gig last night, there was a woman that performed her band before ours, and she had a tablet. It was probably an iPad, but it was so you couldn't really see it. It was like even though it was up in front of her to the side on a mic stand, and it was really instead of having you know a music stand and notebooks, it was like I really want a tablet of some kind so I can just. It'd be so easy to just have the music on the tablet. And that's something I want to create. That's what I think I want to have as my symbol. You know, and I found out I can get one for $50. You know, I can get one, like, which is great. But I'm going to do research, though.
Awesome. So is this something that you plan to get, like, this week or in the next? Because I want you to have something that, as soon as possible, that you have access to between now and the end of the class.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably get it next week. I probably will. This weekend or before the next class for sure.
Okay. And is there something that you, in the meantime, because it's important, like we're being really deliberate and conscious over the next 5 weeks, but there's something that we're putting quality attention on that we want to draw to us in the next 5 weeks. So it'll be great that you have something, that marker on a daily basis, whether it's to look at, you know, I know you got the bra, it's on your body, and that when you consciously put it on.
Oh, I see.
You know, like, this is my symbol of abundance.
Wow.
I'm manifesting this in the next 5 weeks. So you're, like, consciously adorning yourself with abundance when you put that on, and if you want to change it to your tablet when you receive it, but
I see. So I was confused. Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, now it does. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just have a quick question. So, what was it about buying yourself the gift of a bra that gave you this feeling of abundance or luxury?
Well, I didn't even think of it like that. It's weird. I missed out on all that. I didn't hear it. I can hear it today, but it's just because I hadn't bought one in so long, you know, and that I needed that. But I don't even think it's a thing of abundance. I didn't even hear it. That's how much a lot of energy on this for me. So, but now and I think about it, it would just feel really good, feel sensual, nice, you know, sexy to have a nice bra.
And the abundance piece is that it's something that you've been needing for a really long time, and you valued you valued yourself enough to invest in that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Shia Prince.
Yeah.
What was your object, or is your object for your symbol?
Well. For one thing, I already have all these money plants, and I totally bought them with the intention of growing my abundance as I watched them grow. And now one of them is headed towards feeling really growing big. And I just recently purchased another one a few weeks ago, right before the class. So I have three money plants. And,
beautiful.
Yeah, I love them. And then my vine is also so abundant because it's just growing all over the place, just vining everywhere. And now I have another plant off of it. So those all represent abundance. And then I have one abundance object that is vibrational at the moment, but I'm going to totally manifest it, and that's getting a ring for my sweetheart and putting it on her finger. So that's also my abundance thing.
Beautiful. So one of the things that I'm going to set up, you're going to get an invitation from me from GroupMe. I don't know if any of you use that already, but it's it's a way to stay connected kind of through a group me thread, a text thread. And you can share pictures or inspirational quotes, and it's just going to be for the class, but I'm going to request that you, like, so Shia, you take a picture of your feral plants, you know, and that Sonia, you take a picture of anytime you see a Mercedes or your keychain, and Randy, that you take a picture of your bra or your you know,
and you win it.
But you win it, yeah.
That one's
funny. You feel
funny.
Comfortable, right? So to share the world.
It, that's funny.
Say that again.
I said, I'll take a picture of me wearing my bra and put it on the.
Awesome. Yes. So you're sharing your symbols with each other and supporting each other in that way. So. Okay, Reverend Divine.
So I am very called to Native American culture / jewelry / artifacts. And years ago, I was given a 14-karat gold feather with a little piece of turquoise on it from my mom because she knew that I liked that sort of thing. And I stopped wearing gold a long time ago, so I had put it in a jewelry box. Well, of course, that's what appeared. And I thought, well, that's perfect because gold to me is a visual symbol of abundance. Mm-hmm. And the whole jewelry, tying into my own jewelry and seeing myself working in my jewelry, and then also the creativity and the symbology on a spiritual quest of the feather. So I thought, well, that's great. Now I can look at that in a totally new way instead of, oh, I don't wear gold jewelry much anymore. So that's my symbol.
Beautiful. I mean, when I was just hearing you talking about jewelry, and I was like, wow, I'm as each of you were sharing your symbols, I'm like, wow, there's so much abundance in your symbols. And what we put attention on grows, right? Like, we give meaning to things. Like, a ring on its own is just a ring, but when you share the story behind it, it's like, oh my God, that ring is so amazing. Or, you know, the plant could just be like, oh, I have some plants, but she's like, no, the vines are growing. This big tree grew from this little vine that I grew myself, and my plants are looking more and more plush and green, and that represents my symbol of abundance. So it's just indication that we can instill the things in our life with greater abundance. You know, like what Shia was saying earlier, paying attention and recognizing. So when Sonia sees Mercedes everywhere, it's like, wow, abundance, the recognition of it. So beautiful. Alana, have you chosen a symbol yet?
Yeah. I found this ticket inside a book today, and it's from a Laker game, and there's no charge because it's a VIP ticket, and so I like the idea that, you know, whatever I do, I don't have to pay. It's a VIP ticket, but I noticed on the ticket also they were playing the Denver Nuggets, which I think is funny, and it's sponsored by Toyota, which is my car, which I need the transmission for. So that's it. You know, here are people who get paid a lot of money to do something they love to do. So that's, you know, and it's a game. And so I want to think of, you know, what I do is kind of a game, and I really enjoy the things I do to make money. So, you know, I just, and one of the players is a photograph of the players, and one of them has his hand on the head of the other, like a priest was blessing somebody. I mean, it's a really interesting ticket. So I'm going to just, that's going to be my ticket. I have my ticket. I can go now. I have my ticket, my entrance ticket. So anyway, that was, yeah, and you get. Oh, the other part of the ticket is you get the royal room admission from it. So I can't believe this ticket. Anyway, so that's my symbol.
Awesome. I love that. You know, approaching the next 5 weeks as a game.
Yeah.
And all the things that we're manifesting and creating as a game, and like we all have tickets. Our entrance fee, and so I'd love for you as well to take a picture of your ticket.
Yeah.
To share on the group meet. So last week we talked about the thing that you want and will manifest over the next 5 weeks, so that you each have something that you want to give birth to, and we talked about the four steps of will manifesting. So I'm just going to give a quick review of what those steps are. So you have a desire and a belief in a particular possibility. You speak that desire out loud. You take actions that support the manifesting of that desire, and you remain unattached to the desire, even though you're still committed to creating it. And so I'm sure you all have the experience of being really attached to a certain outcome, how it can rob you of joy. Like if you even think about relationships that you've been in, like wanting the person to show up a certain way, and because you were attached to that, it created more distance, less pleasure in the relationship. It's the same thing with your relationship to the things that you desire and the things that you want to create. So the fun that Alana was talking about, like I just went on Craigslist and the synchronicity of the first thing that I saw were peanuts. That was the first thing, you know, she's just like open and willing and like, let me see what the universe has out there for me. And there it was. So it's really important, like what we're going to do over the next 5 weeks is to consciously give deliberate attention to the thing that you're trying to create. And so each class, you're going to share that desire. And then in between the classes, you're going to take actions that can be measured. Like you make a phone call that you need to make. You're doing some research. You're going to the car dealership. You're comparing prices on iPads. You know, how much is it going to cost? How much time will it take? That kind of thing. So the more attention and the greater the desire you have for something, the much faster it's going to come to you. And if you're I kind of want it, I'm not sure, it may not come as fast. So your intention to have it really channels your energy and focuses it on the thing that you say that you want. So one question that I want you to think about right now is, the thing that, like, bring to mind the thing that it is that you want to manifest in the next 5 weeks. The car, the certain amount of money, the project that you want fulfilled. Like, what will having this desire fulfill inside of you? Like, will it bring you more freedom? Is it going to bring you lightness of being, peace of mind? Are you going to feel more secure in your circumstances? Do you think it will make you happy? You know, like whatever it is that you think creating more abundance will do for you, you know, some people call it the essence quality or the higher love quality, and I like the goddess quality. Like that's the quality you need to develop or strengthen, that you become more magnetic to what it is that you're wanting to create. So we're going to go around. We're going to go Sonia, Randy, Shia, Divine, and Alana. So you're going to first say, this is what I want to create in the next 5 weeks. Actually, you're going to start in the next 5 weeks. This is what I want to manifest. And so we'll start with Sonia.
Okay, do you want me to just state it in a simple sentence or expand on it?
Yeah, you can say it, say the first sentence is very clear, and if there's more that you want to say about it, that's fine, but in the next 5 weeks, I want to manifest this, so that we're clear in that first sentence, and yes, of course, you can share more about it.
Okay, because, yeah, I didn't know if we'd go on the whole process. Because in one sentence, it's $500,000. And the reason, I believe I shared it last week, is with that I could pay my mortgage in full, you know, go on a nice vacation, be clear of all, you know, payments, and buy my car. So that's why the car is a symbol of everything else is done. And the feelings of it will be, you know, like peace, like I'll have peace of mind, like I don't have payments, and then I'll have joy. You know, I'll have joy because I have peace also. Mm. And then I can really do this other thing, which is to write on my book and be able to have the time to focus the attention that I would love to put on that and not, you know, so that, you know, there's so much frontal lobe space that I have, and if it's on my payments that I need to make, then I can't really concentrate on the book, which is what I'd like to, and have peace and joy with that.
Awesome. This is really meaty and really good, and I'm only going to pare it down. We're going to talk about it a little more after I let everybody go. But essentially, in the next 5 weeks, you want to create $500,000. And the thing, the goddess quality that you think it will bring to your life is that you'll have peace of mind, that you'll have joy, that you'll have time.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, awesome. Exactly.
Randy, in the next 5 weeks, I want to manifest.
So just really basically one sentence, right? That's what you really want to just say?
You can say more than the one sentence because I can help you with it if it's not
Distinct.
But first just say, in the next 5 weeks, I want to manifest this. And if there's more you want to say, you're welcome to say it.
Oh, okay. I want to manifest earning money as a singer. A singer, songwriter, and that could show up as, you know, commercials on TV, radio, and also performing.
Great. Is there anything else that you wanted to say?
No, I don't know.
Okay. And what do you think that doing that or manifesting that would provide for you? Like, what qualities would it bring into your life?
It would bring joy and abundance and freedom and fulfillment and creative, more, you know, really enjoying my creativity.
Mm.
And there are probably more, but I can't, that's all I can think of right now.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shea Prince. Shea, are you there?
I was talking with it muted.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So, let's see. Within the next 5 weeks, I want to totally have manifested more streams of income from multiple sources, which I've been exploring lately. And I was just talking to Divine about some of the things that are coming to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving me some really great ideas. And there might even be some things we as partners can do within 5 weeks together. Who knows? We're exploring different options.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to get my book started. I've been starting different books and then not continuing them. So I'd like to just really stick to it this time and start the book that I see becoming a movie.
Mm.
And I want to do that within the next 5 weeks. I want to manifest a good beginning and maybe even midway through the book in 5 weeks. I don't know, but I totally wanted to have a good solid start.
Mm.
And I want to definitely see more streams of income manifested that I'm
mm-hmm.
really acting on.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And what qualities do you think doing these things, having additional streams of income and getting started in your book, like what would that provide you?
It connects the dots because, as I said last week, I don't have a problem with the vision of what I'm creating in the future. I really see it already created. The problem is growing it in my garden right now and connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Because in connecting the dots is the manifestation of what I've already created.
Yeah. So what I mean more is like the feeling, like when you're bringing in additional streams of income in 5 weeks and you actually have an outline or a solid start on your book, like I feel, what are the adjectives that you feel?
I feel good. I feel like I've connected the dots. I feel excited. Like I've accomplished. Right now, it's so many things swirling around in my head that sometimes everything just bumps up against each other, and it doesn't feel like I'm getting anything done that I want to get done. I mean, I know I'm getting some things done, but
you're getting somewhere
to...
here, Shia. This is good. You were just onto something, and you moved. So you said accomplished, and then you changed. So that's so. Are you trying to say the completion of something?
Yeah, accomplishment.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a good way.
That's you're hitting the nail on the. Is it the nail on the head? I always the nail on the head. Yeah. Okay. You guys know what I'm trying to say. That's it. So you'll feel accomplished. That's the meaty word, is that you'll feel a sense of accomplishment,
yeah.
That you'll feel a sense of completion. You know, like there's something, the point I'm trying to make to you and to everyone is like there's something underneath, and it doesn't mean that the vehicle through which we want to accomplish that isn't important. It is, but like the deeper thing underneath is like, oh, I feel accomplished, or I feel free. I have peace of mind. I don't have to worry about these car payments or mortgage payments. You know, like Randy feels creative. Like I'm expressing myself through song. So that's awesome.
Right.
Okay, Reverend Divine, how about you?
Ooh, well, I have a tendency to be goal-driven and at the same time have wonderful procrastination behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Which frustrates me. So in the next 5 weeks, I want to manifest the sources of pieces I want in the jewelry I'm making to have obtained the source, perhaps ordered so that I can launch what I'm wanting to make. And, I already see where and how I want to sell it, so it's more about making it. And what I'll feel from that experience is one, completion, that I set this vision in motion and I'm seeing it now in activity. And two, knowing that it is part of my ministry because it's jewelry that I'm making that are blessed by a divine. So for years I had a jewelry company that as owner designer was Divine Designs. So now this is going to be each piece is blessed by Reverend Divine. So it's about jump-starting it in and making it. And the bigger part of it for me also is I am a creative being. And if I'm not creating on some level, whether it's with my hands or with my heart or with my emotions, I become a little bit bitchy.
Hmm.
And I have put that side down for a while, and it's been screaming and kicking at me. Take me out of the box and play with me. Take me out of the box and play with me. So I've unpacked all the jewelry stuff, and it's really like, let's do this. Do this. Just for my spirit to just be singing, and that's what that would be. It's freedom. It's creativity. It's being on my goal, and it's feeling happy.
Beautiful. Thank you. Atlanta in the next 5 weeks?
The things that I said I wanted, the sewing machine and the transmission, and then the routine of an additional $1,000 a month income established and kind of accepted, you know, just that's what I'm earning now. So my way of thinking about this is kind of backwards, that I kind of feel I've got to have a certain attitude or mentality, or I've already, it's not that this will give me something, it's that if I feel joyful, this will happen, and it will be a byproduct of the feeling I already have. It's when I'm depressed and kind of closed off that I get into feeling poor and behaving poorly. But when I, so my feeling is that I want to feel happier or more neutral, maybe, just, you know, open, and then these things happen, rather than these things happen and then I open. So that's what I'm thinking, is that this is this sense of support, the fact that we're five creates a lot more support than if it was just me alone. I mean, it's like not five times as much, but probably 50 times as much the energy. You know, you can coast on that. So it helps me to feel, okay, I can, you know, this is good. I can open up here, and in this group, if I open up, then I can be open in the world. That's, and then if I'm open in the world, then I just say what I want, and that happens. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Alana, that's so gorgeous. And I love the awareness that you're having right now. You're saying, maybe I'm looking at it backwards. I'm thinking that if I do X, Y, and Z, then the feeling will result in me being happier, more open, as opposed to the other way around. And that's what we're doing when we're talking about we're manifesting. And I don't know if you heard on the call, we were talking about the way women create. You know, they create in connection. They create in relationship. And when you're sharing your desires and goals in a group, in a community of supportive women, then you're like, oh, my gosh, she said the book thing. I've always wanted that too. Or I've always wanted the jewelry. So it's like you're being permission for every other woman. So it's actually very generous. It's actually very generous when you share your gifts and desires with other people, because what you're doing, they're like, oh yeah, maybe I can do that. So yes, absolutely. I mean, you guys all share the essence quality, the higher quality, the goddess quality that you want, and I just want you to consider that that's actually what you want. That's the deeper thing. And the thing that you're pursuing is just a way to experience that quality, that I want to experience completion. I want to experience a greater sense of openness in the world and with people. So I really, like, part of the love work this week is really to pick apart your desire and your goal, and like, God, and really sit with, like, what is it that I think having this car will give me? What is it that I think having this relationship will give me? And really do some work around that. And then to ponder the question, like, is this desire, is this avenue the only way that I can have that fulfilled? Because the truth is all the things that you mentioned, or most of the things that you mentioned, there are qualities that you can actually experience right now, today, before you've accomplished the thing that you're wanting to accomplish. So for you, for example, Alana, you said you wanted to be more open. So you just being on this call right now, sharing your vulnerability, sharing the things that you're thinking about, already you've manifested, you've created an opportunity for you to be more open and connected in the world. Before you've gotten your own sewing machine and transmission and earned the additional $1,000. And
right.
You guys, it doesn't it sound so commonsensical? It's like, well, you don't need to have a sewing machine and a transmission to be more open, but this is exactly, you'd be amazed how often you do this. Like, oh, okay, like, I want a relationship or I want a family because I want to be loved. I want to have love. And it's like, wow, well, there are all these people around you that you could explore love with, friends, family, your work. So I just want you to consider that the qualities that you're, that's the underneath thing that you're really seeking, that you can actually create ways to experience it now. And by doing it now, you become more magnetic to the thing that you're trying to create. So whether that's the sewing machine, and you just were manifested a sewing machine 2 weeks ago, Miss Alana.
I know, I have a sewing machine.
Right?
Someday I might have to return it.
Okay, so I don't want you guys to miss this piece, how important this is. So earlier in the call, like Sonia was talking about all the synchronicities she's been noticing in the last week. And Shia was talking about, you know, recognizing all the abundance that's here. So when I heard Randy say, you know, her vision in the next 5 weeks is to earn money as a singer and songwriter and maybe, you know, expand into commercials and performing. So my question would be to you, Randy, is are you earning money as a singer right now? Randy, you there? Maybe she popped off. Maybe she was the ding that I heard. So I'll wait for her to. Randy, did you come back on?
Somebody just did.
Yeah. Randy?
Yes?
Oh, mm-hmm. Hi. I was no problem. I was just actually talking about you behind your back.
you were.
I was just saying that, you know, Alana, I don't know if you heard the part where I was saying Alana saying one of the qualities, the goddess qualities that she's cultivating is being more open in life and how this call could support her in doing that. And she wants, I was like, well, you don't have to be more open to, I mean, you don't have to wait until you get a sewing machine or a transmission to be more open. You've already been open on this call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was saying, well, Randy, one of the things Randy said is she wants to earn money as a singer and songwriter. And so I was asking you, are you doing that?
You're asking me, am I doing that?
Yeah. Are you earning money as a singer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So,
I am.
Yeah. So I was just sharing how Sonia was mentioning all the synchronicity she's been experiencing in the last week. And it's only because she's connected and she's being conscious and she's paying attention to what's going on. And she had talked a lot about recognizing the blessings and gifts that are already here. So it'll be amazing when you really take stock and inventory. Like, I get that Alana wants her own sewing machine, and that's beautiful. You should have your own sewing machine. And I was just calling attention to the fact that she manifested 2 sewing machines.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So the recognition piece, paying attention, like really, really paying attention, like to everything, like, oh, okay, so that just means I'm getting closer to my own sewing machine, that the world, that the universe, goddess is just handing you sewing machines, Alana. And when you're really able to, like, recognize that and be like, wow, be grateful for that. It's like your own sewing machine. Like, maybe you don't even need your own sewing machine. Maybe you do.
Well.
But I'm not questioning your desire, but what I am saying is that the way that you imagine things being fulfilled isn't always the best way and isn't always the only way. You know, it could just be that you'll just always have a sewing machine and you don't need to buy one. Mm-hmm. Or maybe someone will just give you one. Or you're going to find an amazing way to create an additional $1,000 and buy yourself your own sewing machine. So, but you're being open, like that's your word, open, open to possibilities. Are there any thoughts? I'm just going to pause for a moment. Are there any thoughts, comments, reflections happening over
yes,
here?
Yes, my mind is thrilling here. With the 500,000, I would like, and I remember last week we said this like bam, you know, like bam, it's just like there. Like I would like to just have it. And like I've been manifesting also like different people around me using the $500,000 figure. And I think that's very interesting. And, you know, some people like as an annual income and so forth. But I'm like, I would just like it like instant, I would like it to be instantaneous. And so I don't know if this is, you know, kind of fancy thinking, because I did the list of skills and ability and so forth, and then I just felt like, I don't want to have to, like, earn it or do all that. I would just like to have it. Mm. And then my three traits or, you know, the feelings that I'd like to have are peace, joy, and time. And I suppose I do have, you know, like some peace, joy, and time. And in abundance, you know, at times. So I'm like not connecting. Like if I get more into those feelings, instead of closer to the desire. And so I'm not really making the connection. I understand it in theory, but I don't really know how it will happen.
Got it. I don't know how it's going to happen either. But I do know. So you said I have some peace of mind. So you know, like, the serenity prayer, like, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? And so what's in your control? So what's in your control is your peace of mind, your joy, and your time. Mm-hmm. So there's a way in which that you're putting it that once you get the 500,000, then you will have peace of mind, joy, and time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm suggesting is that peace of mind, joy, and the creation of time are within your control right now. And that if you're able to cultivate the peace of mind, the joy, and the time right now, you're creating it that you're not remaining attached to the outcome that you're trying to create. But right now, there's still a level of attachment.
Yes, now it does. Because I could say I'm not attached to it, but no, really, I am. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm attached to the feelings that I think I'll have when I, you know, believe I'll have or feel I'll have when I have those things. So I'm attached to the feeling as... That's interesting, because I do feel like I'm not attached to the things, but I am attached to having those feelings when I have those things.
Yeah, and that, that's the thing that will be responsible for, like, oh, I can exhale now.
Right.
And now I can have peace of mind, and now I can pay off everything comfortably. And I'm not even suggesting that you shouldn't want that desire. All I'm suggesting is that what can you do today, tonight, to foster and cultivate peace of mind, joy, and time in your life? It's actually not dependent on the money that you're wanting to create. But
right.
somehow but somehow you're playing a game with yourself that it is. And so, and that's not unique to you, Sonia. So I'm not, like, pointing that out just to you, but, like, what is it that brings you peace of mind? What is it that brings you joy? How can you create more time in your life to write? Because one of the games that it's like, oh, okay, once I have more money, I'll have more time, then I'll be able to write. And then you create more money, then you have other problems, and you still don't have time to write. Like, you're actually the person, you're actually the one that can create the more time that you want. So you're a creatrix, you're a magician. Like, no one operates your schedule but you, but, like, you can create more time today. Like, today you can say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to allocate 20 minutes just to turn on the computer. And I'm so glad we're talking about this, because we were talking about Stark at the beginning of the call, right? That book that I got, The Creative, Make Your Creative Dreams Real. And so she has this thing called, I forget, but it's around time. And so basically it might be like 60, like a minute or 2 minutes, because people can get so overwhelmed with time. She's like, okay, why don't you just give yourself, you know, anyone can do most things for 1 minute. So if it's that you're starting a book, you pull up your Word file, your Word document, and you say, book by Shea Prince Eternal, and you save the file, and that means you've allocated a minute to working on your book. And as you know, usually if you can do 1 minute of something, you'll probably do it longer. So the point being that it doesn't have to be, maybe in your mind you're creating that you need more time to write your book than you actually did do, and maybe you can give yourself, I'm just going to give myself 15 minutes to write some things down on paper related to my book. So the longer that you think that you need the $500,000 to create this, the longer it will take for you to actually start doing the things that are bringing you peace of mind, joy, and time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oxytocin breath.
Yes.
Did that make sense at all?
Yes. Yes, it does.
And Sonia, I want you to clearly say that I'm not saying that you shouldn't desire a Mercedes and you shouldn't create $500,000. What I am saying is you don't have to wait until you get those things to have peace of mind, joy, and time. Like, you can cultivate that practice today, tonight, when we get off the phone. Like, what's one thing that brings you peace of mind?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things, but the peace of mind I'm seeking is peace of mind around, I guess, money, peace of mind around money. Like, I have peace in, you know, like in my garden when I go outside and water, and I have peace when I meditate, when I do yoga, when I take the dogs for a walk. Like, all of that is very peaceful and joyful to me. Mm. So it's specific to, I guess I don't want to just keep saying around money, but around things that are due, you know, payments that are due, so it's money. So I'd like peace of mind around money is what, specifically.
Okay, so awesome. This is really good. So before the $500,000 gets here,
mm-hmm.
Are you willing to cultivate a practice of having peace of mind around money?
I would love to. I would love to. Yes. That kind of, that makes me excited. We're getting very specific. Yes, mm-hmm. I would love to. I don't know how, but I would love to.
You don't have to know how, but, like, so it sounds like you're willing to have peace of mind around money now.
Yes, absolutely.
Even though you don't know how,
mm-hmm.
but you're creating peace of mind around money now. Is that a yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So you don't have to have an answer now, but this is something that you can, like, take to prayer, to your spirit guide, to your meditation. Like, how can I have peace around, peace of mind around money now?
Oh,
today.
And emotional clearing will help on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel better now. I really do.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
Anybody else had any comments, thoughts, reflections, anything you wanted to share?
Yes.
Please.
As I listen to this, what's very clear to me is from all of this so far, Shia and I have had opportunities to share in a large amount of gifts and talents we have and how we can possibly collaborate in that. And in collaboration, we're supporting one another's visions and dreams. And at the same time, because we live in different, I feel like I want to say time zones, but that's a bit exaggerated, because we live in different areas of the state, sharing quality time and still being on point in our goals, in our drive, and in our vision is a rich way to continue the collaboration of nurturing and sharing the relationship as a couple, but also as individuals on our goals. And that feels very exciting to me as opposed to very overwhelming on how to get it all done.
Mm.
So awesome. I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm excited about that too, because that's why you need a community, you need a tribe, you need a coven, because it lightens your load. And it's like, oh, like everything is made easier by someone holding your hand and you don't have to do it alone. In fact, we're not designed to do it alone. Remember, women create through connection and relationship. And so I love, you know, what Alana said about making it a game. You know, like I was actually really good at math when I was in junior high and early high school, then I got lazy. I was still good at math, but I got lazy. But I love algebra and geometry and, like, figuring out problems. And I don't mean I'm using the word problems, but it was fun to me, like, how to unlock this. And you're looking at it on the chalkboard. And so if you're willing to approach this, Sonia, as a game, you know, like, I know that I'm capable of bringing in this amount of income, and this is how I see this amount of income can serve my life. And, like, have fun unlocking the puzzle. You know, it's like, okay, this puzzle piece goes here, this puzzle piece goes here. You know, it's like when we have fun with a puzzle, it's like, after a while, you're like, oh, my God, I did this large chunk, and I'm starting to see where the other pieces come together. So in the beginning, when you first put out the pieces, it's like, okay, you have to spend a lot of time looking for the pieces, what pieces match. But as the more pieces come together, then it's like more pieces come together. So it's the same thing here. We don't have to know how, but we just have to be willing to pick up and play with the pieces. And then the more eyes we have on the puzzle, then we have help, right? Like a 1,000-piece puzzle, but we've got 5 women here. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to work on this corner. I'm going to work on this corner, and it's going to make it fun, and it's going to make it faster. So if you can hold that it's a game and it's meant to be fun, then yes, sometimes, you know, Alana, it was a basketball game that the ticket, right, was a Laker game.
Yeah.
So games are fun, but they're also there's some running on the court, you know. Sometimes you got to stop and drink water. Someone needs to pat you down, but there's teamwork and camaraderie here. So I'm excited to hear the enthusiasm that you two have to create together. Awesome, ladies. So the thing that I want to say is you're working on this desire now. You know, is this the only way you could have something fulfilled? You know, maybe there's a better way. But you're just remaining open. You know, this is something better. And another thing to think about, you know, one of the blocks to magnetizing is when you try to create something you don't really want at your core, but it's what you think you should want, or you're attempting maybe to mask low self-esteem, or you're trying to prove yourself, or because everybody else is doing it. And so I want you to ask yourself the question, and this will be one of the love work assignments. It's like, do you really want this? Like, do you really want the relationship? Do you really want the house? Do you really want the project you're pursuing? It's really important to figure this out, because if you don't, the thing that you bring in won't bring about the happiness that you seek. So this is a way for you to, like, really clarify your intention. Like, whose voice is it that you want a house? Like, do you really want a house, or do you think that that's what you're supposed to do at a certain age, or that's the next step? But it, you know, maybe you're the person that's like, you know what, I don't want to have a mortgage payment. I want to be able to travel, and I want building managers to be able to come and repair things. So I really want you to take a moment and see, like, is this my true desire? And because the only way you can unleash or reveal your feminine genius is to be truthful about who you are and what you want, and first with yourself, then with another person. And I want you to experiment with the idea that all your desires ultimately serve for you to express more and more of who you are. So a good question to ask yourself is, how is this desire helping me become more and more of who I am and helping me to express who I am as a woman? So the idea of the game, and that the feminine way is to take pleasure from the process, not just the final product. So when Sonia was talking about going to the dealership and just the excitement that she felt from the keychain, from the brochures, when Randy was up there singing and she was confident and she's not caring what other people think. So, like, all of this it's a spiritual journey. So the more that you honor it as such, then you're able to do step four of the will manifesting, which is to release attachment, rigid attachment. So I'm going to pause again. Are there any thoughts or comments?
I have one question. What was step two? I wrote down the first one was desire, and then the second one was?
It's to speak your desire out loud. So that means, so what we're going to be doing on the call is each week, I'm going to say, so in the next 5 weeks, I'm manifesting this. And you can share it, you know, as you speak to each other on the phone over the next 5 weeks. You can practice saying it out loud. Like, that's a scary and vulnerable thing sometimes, to say, like, hey, I want to write a book. I want to start a business. I want to get married. You know, whatever it is, I want to have a Mercedes. You know, like, sometimes it can feel very scary and vulnerable to share the things that you want. But the more that you do it, you feel more empowered in it. It's going to come to you quicker. You never know if the person that you're sharing it with has any ideas or is able to help you. And the more people you share your desires with, the more likely you're able to find help, the support, the means, the resources to accomplish them. And the more you do it, the less scary and vulnerable it's going to be to speak them out loud. So the second is to speak it out loud. The third is to take actions that support that desire. And so I just want to say, like, one of the things you mentioned, Alana, is that, you know, because we're all manifesting all the time, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. So when you say that you get what you want, you don't really have to think hard about it, that's awesome. And one of the things, that, like, so, like, imagine all that you create without trying hard or giving much attention to it. Imagine what you can create with just a little attention, with just some conscious, you know, deliberate focus, like, this is what I want.
Well, I say that. I do get what I want, but the other part of that was only when I'm open, because a lot of the time I think I'm in punishment of myself.
Mm.
And, you know, like I'm, you know, I think, I mean, I remember being in debt for 3 years for the amount of $500. I never got above it, but I would pay it down a little bit, and then I would need to buy something or whatever. And then one day I said, okay, that's it. I'm tired of this, and I just paid it off. But something had to shift for me to do that. So, I get what I want when I'm open, but a lot of the times I'm feeling that, you know, that whiny victim, resentful, whatever, or I need to be punished because of the way I'm thinking about different people, you know, so that's the hurdle for me is to, you know, I mean, because I can stay in that for 3 years, and, you know, $500 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but it's a debt, and debt is always about resentment. So whatever I was mad about, I guess I finally forgave the person and then wrote a check. So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm, you know, I'm a fairy here that just taps my magic wand on my life. You know, it's...
So I want to suggest that you are a fairy.
Okay.
And you can choose, you all can choose whatever word resonates, magician, witch, creator, creatrix, manifestor, whatever speaks to you is perfect. But what
well,
I
like
wanna...
the image of the puzzle, because that means that's the main thing that I understand this to be, is that I'm not just working on my goals. I'm doing the part of the puzzle that brings Sonia $500,000 and brings Randy her singing career and brings Divine her jewelry making business and brings clarity and whatever Shia wants. So I can work on other people's part of the puzzle. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but that's the alchemy to me of what we're doing. It is
alchemy.
Yeah.
And so the thing that, because we're coming to a close, this is what I want to say. So all the essence qualities, goddess qualities, higher love qualities that you mentioned, the question, which is one of the love work assignments, is how can you bring more of that into your life now? So, like, for you, one of the things you said, when I'm open, I'm a fairy, and I will manifest like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the things that have you feel open? And you actually want to write this down, like taking a bath. I'm just making stuff up. Taking a bath, going on a walk, writing, going to a group, going to a meeting, I don't know, making out, whatever it is. You're going to consciously be deliberate about doing things that put you in the state of feeling open. Does that make sense? Okay. So I'm just going to say what the love work is, and we'll finish up what I did in the feminine genius stuff next week. But you're going to get clear on your desire, and I'm going to email this to you, why you want it, what it will do for you, what's the goddess quality that you're seeking through having it? And we talked a little bit about it on this call, but you're just going to take more time and really give it some thought. What are specific things and activities that help you experience the desired feeling? Do one of them this week. So you said open. So if it's to go swimming, you're going to go swimming. You're going to do a clearing on the thing that you're creating. So let's say for you, you said a sewing machine, Sonia Mercedes, Divine the jewelry business, Shia a sense of accomplishment. So you're going to do a clearing on that, so accomplishment. On. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. And then you're going to do something you've been avoiding in the area of your finances. So that could be anything from printing out your credit report to communicating with a creditor. It could be paying a bill. Whatever your feminine intuition tells you is the hit. You know, it could just be making a list of ways you could pay it back. So that is our love work for the week. I will email it to you, and I'll actually do it tonight after we get off the call. And I just would like to end with, you know, the thing that I'm walking away with is, and we'll go Sonia, Randy, Shia, Divine, Alana.
Okay, the thing that I'm walking away with is I had a revelation that what I'm truly desiring is fun. I'd like fun.
Hmm. Awesome. Randy.
I'm walking away with some clarity about my desire.
Hmm. Thank you. Shia Prince.
I'm walking away with oh, wow. I said it and forgot it. It does it.
Want me to come back to you?
Yeah, please. I totally forgot.
No problem. Reverend Divine.
I'm walking away with spontaneity.
Mm. Beautiful. Alana.
I'm walking away with knowing that I'm open when I have forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Shia Prince.
I'm walking away with the feeling that I'm on the right track and giving myself plenty of love around the whole thing.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies, for another amazing call and for your shares and for all the abundance of your symbols. And you, I don't know if you've used GroupMe before, but you'll be getting a message from me either through email and text. And then if you need help getting set up because you've never used it, I'm totally available to help you with that. And then you can start sharing, like, the pictures of your ticket or your keychain, and we can, you'll be able to have the support and feel the connection between the class. So any final thoughts before we say goodnight?
I do want to say I feel connected with everybody on the call, and I feel like my goddessness is more empowered with everybody's goddessness.
Mm. Thank you, Goddess Sonia.
I want to say I'm seeing everybody, all the women, in abundance and wrapped in their own abundance and desires. I'm just seeing everybody in that abundance and what everybody wants, and thanking everybody for sharing.
Thank you so much, Shia. All right, ladies, have a great night and an amazing week. And put your qualities up so that you can see them. All right, good night.
Thank you. Good thank night. You. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.